So we want to figure out if it is always the case that two parallel lines will meet in a vanishing point when we take an image, take a picture with a camera, or draw them in a perspective drawing. Trying to make sense of a question like this, we should always start by making a drawing. A drawing of the camera system that makes the image. So let's draw a pinhole camera. That's the simplest model we have. So we start with the image plane. I should use a ruler here. It's not strictly necessary, but it's going to be a lot clearer when we start reasoning. So it's always good to have a ruler at hand. If you haven't, you need a steady hand. Now, that's the image plane and the pinhole. All the light for the image passes through that pinhole. So if we have an image point up there, it is created by light passing through like that. Similarly, an image point down there is going to be formed by light coming in like this. And just so we see it, the pinhole is still there. Now, let's draw the two parallel lines. Two parallel lines. A pair of parallel lines that we can use as an example. So that's number one. Actually, I don't have to put them so close together. I can put them like this. Is this even distance good enough? Now, let's consider two points on the two lines, a pair of points. Let's call them P1 and P2. And what are the images of these points? P2, the light from P2, I need the ruler, the light from P2 goes through the pinhole. It misses the image plane, of course, because P2 is now drawn outside the field of view. So that was silly of me. Let's try again. So undo. That's the points gone. And let's redraw the points inside the field of view. P1 and P2. It doesn't matter which one is P1 and P2, which one is P1 and which one is P2. Now let's consider the image points. So the light from P2 goes through the pinhole and hits the image plane there. And the light from P1, likewise through the pinhole, hits the image plane there. So the image of P1 is P1 prime, and the image of P2 is P2 prime. Now, before I make a lot of drawing that doesn't answer the question, let's look at what the question is again. Do parallel lines always meet in a vanishing point? Well, that means that when we if they meet in the vanishing point, it is far away from the camera. So that means we need to look at what happens if we go away from the camera along those parallel lines. That is, the Z coordinate goes to infinity. The Z coordinate is measured along the optical axis, which maybe I should draw the optical axis. It is orthogonal on the image plane. I should use the ruler again to get it straight. That was a little bit too low. So this is the Z-axis or optical axis. So when we move away from the camera, it means that Z goes towards infinity. So what happens with a distance between these two lines when when z goes towards infinity? If we call that distance between the two lines, if they meet in a vanishing point, if they meet, it means that the distance between them goes to the, goes to zero. Well, not the distance between the lines in 3D. We are really talking about the image that we observe down here. So we should really discuss the distance between the two image points. If that delta in the image plane goes towards zero, it means that we have a vanishing point. So, if we take these two points and move them towards infinity, what happens to the distance in the image plane delta? Well, as a starter, let's just draw two points further away. Call them Q1 and Q2. What do they look like in the image plane? This point will form an image there. The other point, also a line through the optical center, forms an image point there. So if we try and mark, if we try to mark those two points, we do see that those two image points have a smaller delta than the first two points. So by moving away from the camera, the two image points do move together. Yeah. But of course, it's not the points Q1 and Q2 we're interested in. We want to go infinitely far away, and we can't draw infinity. So that means that we probably have to look at the look at some algebra. So let's give the points coordinates x1, y1, z1, and x2, y2, z2 for p2. Now these points are arbitrary, so it's probably wise to place them in the same z plane. That is, assume that z1 is equal to z2. By doing this, there is no ambiguity when we let z go to infinity, because it's the same z for both points. Now, are we allowed to do that? Can we just arbitrarily assume that we can choose the same z and still find a pair of points? Well, the only situation that this wouldn't be allowed is if one of the parallel lines have a constant value for z. But that would mean that a constant value of z would mean that the line is parallel to the image plane. So if that's the case, we cannot do this. But if z is not in a plane parallel to the image plane, it means that the line will stretch from minus infinity to plus infinity along the z-axis. The line will have a point of any possible z value. Either it's just one z value, or it's every z value on that line. So that's the coordinates in 3D. X1, Y1, and Z for P1, and X2, Y2, and Z for P2. Now, what we need to look at is not the 3D coordinates, but the image coordinates. So we need to remember the mapping from 3D to 2D. That is the lens equation or the ideal projection that we have seen before in previous talks. So the 3D coordinate x1, y1, z is going to map to 2D coordinates minus f times x1 divided by z, and similarly for y1 divided by z. And it's the same for P2 minus f x2 divided by z minus f y2 divided by z. So this is the image coordinates P2 prime and P1 prime. And now if the delta, the difference between the two image coordinates goes to zero, it means that those two points go to zero, come infinitely close together. So what do we have an expression for that delta? Well, it is the distance, or it's a norm of the difference between the two points. So that is, we need to take the difference between the x coordinates and the y coordinates. So technically this is, you can write it as coordinates first, minus f, and we take the difference between x2 divided by z and x1 divided by z. So it's x2 minus x1 divided by z. And the y coordinate, y2 minus y1 divided by z. So that is our delta. So now what happens if z goes to infinity? Z goes to infinity. Well, that means that the denominator goes to infinity. I said infinity, not zero. The denominator goes to infinity, so the fraction is going to go to zero. So this delta actually goes to the norm of 0, 0, which is actually going to be 0. So as long as we are allowed to do this, take the same z and have the z go towards infinity along the lines, the difference between the two points are going to go towards zero. And that is, the two image points are going to go infinitely close together and become the same point, and that is what we call the vanishing point. So the only exception to this rule is if z does not go towards infinity when we move along the parallel lines. And this may happen if if one of the parallel lines is parallel to the image plane, then both are. So the only case where we don't get a vanishing point is if the parallel lines are in a plane with constant z that is parallel to the image plane. If the parallel lines actually stretch away from the camera in any direction not parallel to it, we will have a vanishing point. Of course, the vanishing point may fall outside the field of view, so it isn't captured in the image, but it will be there if the image plane is infinitely large. The first attempt on a proof or an argument is always a little bit of a mess. So let's try to redraw it a little bit and make it simpler. So again, we have the image plane, of course. And we have two image points, P1 and P2. And the interesting question we had here, or the interesting measure, was the distance between them. Then we had the camera. So these two image points were images of two points, maybe here, two points in 3D, say these two. So we should call them, the image points we should call P prime, and the real world points are called P. And yes, we made one very important assumption here. Both of these two points are on the same Z coordinate. Like that. So, we have coordinates here. I didn't bother writing them for in 3D. What we had here was that we had an x coordinate, which would be equal to minus f times the 3D coordinate x divided by z. And similarly for y. Now, this is not what is really important. What is really important is the difference between the two. So that delta, the first coordinate of the delta, would be equal to minus f x1 minus x2 divided by z. And that delta 2 would similarly be the difference between the two y coordinates divided by z. So this is what is important. This is the difference between the two image points, P1 prime and P2 prime. One difference in the x coordinate and one difference in the y coordinate. And both are divided by that depth coordinate, z. So, what we now considered was the idea of moving these points along parallel lines. That's not quite parallel, like that. If we now move, it's actually the z plane we move here. So, if we move that z plane, we get new points. Maybe draw them in a different color here. Here, a P2 and a P1. So we can write both of those parallel lines as functions of z. That point P2, an arbitrary point on parallel line number 2, and similarly on parallel line number 1, are function of z. For each value of z, there is a new point on the line. So when we move that z plane onwards, we move the points. Let's I can draw the image points as well. Again, I think the figure still is slightly simpler than the old one. So what happens here is that we move the Z plane, where we inspect the two parallel lines, we move that towards infinity. Z goes towards infinity. And what happens then is that because Z, delta 1 has Z under the fraction line, similarly for delta 2, delta 1 will go towards 0 and delta 2 will go towards 0. Meaning that the two lines move into the same point.